The Voice America Talk Radio Network is the worldwide leader in live internet talk radio. Visit voiceamerica.com. The views and ideas expressed on the following program are strictly those of the host or guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and ideas held by the Voice America Talk Radio Network, its staff, and management.
Welcome to Kiss Your Life Hello with Dr. Vijaya Nair and Dr. Howard Piper. This program is all about relationships from love and family to health and business. It's a diverse world of alternative thinking as it applies to your daily life. Now it's time to kiss your life hello. So here are Drs. Nair and Piper.
Welcome, everyone. This is a beautiful day, and we are very, very pleased to bring you another great edition of our show, Kiss Your Life Hello. This is Dr. Vijay, and with me I have Dr. Hitch. How are you, Dr. Hitch, on this beautiful day?
I am doing great. It is actually in Palm Springs. We're starting to get a little warmer weather. People think it's really hot here, but actually we've got a cool weather. And I'm going to be traveling to Atlanta, Georgia. I'll be there this weekend. Looking forward to giving some lectures and seminars, and I'll be there Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. And the weather there is supposed to be a little bit nice too. So wherever I go, we're having some nice weather.
Well, enjoy it while you can. Isn't that the saying? Because it's you know, and we're going to be talking about global warming hopefully on our show, soon. But it's well, we have to enjoy each day as it comes, whatever comes. And, I'm so glad you're going to be in Atlanta, Georgia, because I'm going to be there in May, first week or weekend of May.
I'll leave you a love note. Whatever hotel you're going to be at, I'll leave you a love note. How's that?
I have a daughter who's graduating from Emory University, and I'm so we're all so thrilled in the family. She's done it. She's finished. So it's a commencement exercise. So, nothing, just family time. So that's something that we're looking forward to. But talking about family time, one of the things that I'm really, really thrilled about, our guest for today, who's Sherry V. I think you call it Sherry V. Verghese?
Sherry.
Yeah. It's amazing. I mean, when you look at what she is, Sherry is a skilled and gifted pet communicator and psychic who has a deep love and understanding for people and animals, as well as a true desire to help each soul reach their fullest potential. Now, how much more of, from heart-to-heart service can you get than that to help each soul reach their fullest potential? And Sherry is a pet psychic, intuitive speaker, and workshop facilitator for more than 10 years and has clients throughout the United States and I think throughout the world. She's been on numerous television, is currently on several weekly radio shows, sharing her psychic predictions and explaining her passion for animals. So we're very thrilled to have, Sherry on the show. But before we go in there, and, I just briefly just say something on the current thing that's, that was affecting and has got to do with the pets. When we bring Sherry on the show, we can ask her this, Howard. Sherry, welcome to the show. Great to have you on board with us.
Thank you. It's wonderful to be here.
I just want to ask you something, because we're keeping about this topic of pets. Now, a growing number of body of research shows that no safe levels of exposure to secondhand smoke for humans or for animals. And a new study shows that nearly 30% of pet owners live with at least one smoker. And this is a number far too high given the consequences of exposure to secondhand smoke. And I have it here that an estimated 50,000 Americans lose their lives to secondhand smoke every year. And 4 million youth are exposed to secondhand smoke in their homes. But a number of studies have indicated that animals, too, face health risks when exposed to the toxins in secondhand smoke, from respiratory problems, allergies, even nasal and lung cancer in dogs, and lymphoma in cats. And in addition, ASPCA, one of the largest animal rights groups in the U.S., lists tobacco smoke as a toxin that is dangerous to pets. This is, you know, interesting because here they are finding in animals, and this we have, I have a quote here from Dr. Sharon Guatney-Brand, medical director of ASPCA's Animal Poison Control Center, saying that nicotine from secondhand smoke can have effects on the nervous, to the nervous systems of cats and dogs. Environmental tobacco smoke has been shown to contain numerous cancer-causing compounds, making it hazardous for animals as well as humans, you know, to inhale the smoke. So in order to better protect dogs, cats, or other pets, the foundation and ASPCA recommend that smokers who often consider their domestic pets a part of the family take it outside when they are smoking. So, you know, Howard, this is, you know, something that we have all known about, but, you know, we don't think about it. 30%, you know, the number is really too high. This is a huge number of Americans, you know, who pet owners live with at least one smoker in the house. So, you know, we want to talk a little bit more about, you know, what that implication is and how to better safeguard your pet by just asking people who are smoking around pets, please go outside. You know, it's not just humans that you're affecting, but pets as well.
Well, one of the first books that I wrote is called Are You Poisoning Your Pets? And we talked a little about the secondhand smoke amongst other different factors that are going on in the house. So on the lighter note, I need to make an announcement first, and then I want to talk about something that's really cool, which coincides with what we're talking about for the whole show today. I need to make an announcement. There's a small study for a facial aesthetic device for consumer use. If people are interested, they can call 1-800-298-4010. I'll read the number again. 1-800-298-4010. Now, that put that aside. So, Dr. Vijay, people have told us that our show is going to the dogs. And I say, what a compliment. Now, a very dear friend, Dr. Bernie Siegel, who's been on the show a couple times, has this book called 101 Exercises for the Soul. And I was reading this morning, and I just wanted, because this would be a great lead-in for Cherie. It's called Furry Friends. I love this. The ideal role model comes with a fur coat.
Exactly.
Animals are such agreeable friends. They ask no questions. They pass no criticism. So this is his coaching tip number 11. This is out of his book.
It's total unconditional love.
Absolutely.
What more can you get?
Animals are great teachers. There is no better role model than a furry creature for demonstrating forgiveness, tolerance of others, and acceptance of criticism. In some ways, if we all started behaving more like animals, which I think some people go to the extreme, I think there would be a lot fewer problems in the world. They truly teach us how to respect all shapes and forms of life, and they confirm that the capacity to love, feel, and reason is not limited to our species alone. Our souls benefit when we extend our love and compassion to all the Earth's creatures, and when we, in turn, accept their help and support as well. Animals can play many roles in your life, from friend to companion to protector. Excuse me, they bring you joy and laughter. Caring for an animal, whether a dog, cat, hamster, bird, or goldfish, will help you to know yourself better and live a healthier life. You know, I was talking with Meg this morning, and Tashi, our dog, all she says, just rub my belly, and Willow, our cat, says, just pet me. There it is, stay in a moment, I'm done. I love this book. And boy, 101 Exercises for the Soul. Maybe we can get Bernie back on our show again, we can talk about this.
Absolutely wonderful. And so without much further ado, I want to introduce Sherry Verghi properly this time. Thank you for being on and just listening to our first segment of the show when we just, you know, inform our listeners about something current that, you know, we've read or, you know, something that might be of interest to our listeners. But Sherry, welcome to the show. You know,
thank
we're thrilled
you.
To have you with
a
us.
Wonderful introduction.
Tell us, you know, we just have a few minutes before we go on break, but why pet? I mean, how did you get into pet communication? How do you know you had what it takes to connect with pet and to make your life, you know, dedicated to communicating with pets and humans? How did you do
well,
this?
You know, I started in actually rescue about 25 years ago, and I would go and transport animals from kill shelters to no kills and rescues with the hopes of giving them a second chance at life. And sometimes I would have 15 or 20 animals in my car at a time, and I would be driving 4 or 5 hours. And so while I had them in my car, I would ask each one of them, and this is mentally, how they found themselves in the position that they were in, to tell me a little bit about their journey. And as I started getting information about them and their past and things that were uncomfortable in their bodies, I would relate that to their rescues, and it proved to be very, very accurate. So then I pulled out of that part of rescue and thought, I can serve a higher purpose for these animals by giving them a voice and bridging that communication gap between people and animals.
Well, that's amazing, because you also talk about, you know, and I found this really, you know, addressing some of the issues that we have talked about on the show, which is like, you know, when our pet dies, we often experience feelings of guilt and remorse that compound our grieving. Like, could I have done more for our beloved companion? Why was I so preoccupied with my work that I failed to notice his illness? Did the treatment plan I choose to make him, to follow, make him suffer more? You know, so many questions, and you know, many others like this haunt us for weeks, months, and possibly years. And many books have been written about the pain of losing a loved one, yet most books barely mention the pain of losing an animal companion. And we all know, we have, you know, most of us have gone through a loss of a beloved pet. So how can we get support, you know, when we have pain and grief after losing a pet?
I know. I mean, I think we're getting better as a society at recognizing the grieving that comes along with pet loss, because, you know, what I find is when we lose a pet, what we're losing is that unconditional love that they gave us. And that's something that we experience so rarely in our day-to-day lives. And we usually only get that from our pets. So it's a huge loss when they leave our lives. And there are support groups and grieving groups now that are coming up that are addressing this pet loss, because it's, you know, it's a personal thing for each person, and it does get better, and we can move through it, but we just can't get stuck in it, because then we're not doing ourselves or the animal any good. They still are very much with us, even after they transition. Their spirit and soul are very much around us, and the moment of their death and their transition is a very small part of who they are. And we tend to focus only on that. And what I encourage my clients or people that come to me to focus on is all the moments that preceded that transition, because that's truly who they were.
And
if we
talk about
that, I think that gets us through a lot of the absence of having their physical body around us.
Now, you said about understanding your pet's perspective can shed light on problems and behaviors. You know, and you talked about animals. This was so amazing. It was an eye-opener listening to, you know, reading about, you know, what you do and your understanding of this subject, which is just amazing. And you state in your on, you know, in your website that animals have complex emotions just like people. You know, you can tell about what they're feeling and why, and, you know, you gain a deeper understanding of your pet, their specific personality, what they do, and what causes them stress or happiness. You know, how is this something that, you know, you work with? I mean, you know, is it something that, you know, that they're complex emotions, they're just like animal, like humans?
Well, I mean, basically, when somebody will call me in for a behavior issue or for a health concern, typically what we're doing is we're making decisions for the animal without considering their perspective. And a lot of times their perspective and how they view the situation is very different than what we would think they would, how they would view the situation. And so when they bring me in, what I do is first thing is communicate with the animal and find out, what is your perspective on this? And usually from that, we can gain an understanding as to why they're doing what they're doing and what we can do to make it a more comfortable and harmonious situation for everybody and hopefully come to a solution. But so many times, you know, we do things with our pets and we don't realize the impact that that can have on them. As simple as going on a vacation when you have an animal that's a rescue animal that has abandonment issues, by you going on a vacation and not talking to with them about it, it brings up anxiety and abandonment issues, and they can start acting out on that. And people will not understand why their animal is acting so strange when, if we look at it from their perspective, they thought that they were getting abandoned again.
Well, this is all very, very interesting. When we come back from the break, Sherry, we have lots and lots of questions and to ask you about your, you know, your expertise. So stay tuned with us until we come back from the break.
Step into a healthier you. Voice America Health and Wellness.
Jiva Supplements proves that natural products can best be used in combination with mind-body therapies such as meditation, Reiki, reconnection energy, emotional freedom techniques, and other life-enhancing practices to provide you with all the vitality and joy you need to lead healthy, fulfilling, and joyous lives. You can read all about Dr. Vijaya Nair's work by visiting jivasupplements.org. That's J-I-V-A supplements.org. Or call 800-517-7606 for a free brochure and information. Dr. Nair's and Dr. Piper's books are available through Amazon.com, major bookstores, and health food stores. Nose and sinus issues? Wash the tissues. The new Neti NasoPure all-natural nasal wash system. Your nose is your body's personal filter, so clean all those irritants with NasoPure. A clean nose will improve your breathing, reduce ear, sinus, throat, and nasal problems. NasoPure will reduce your need for medication simply by washing your nose clean daily. If you're looking for the perfect Neti, NasoPure is safe, comfortable, and convenient. The natural way to keep you and your family healthy. Try Dr. Hanna's NasoPure. Just follow your nose to NasoPure.com. Or call 877-853-PURE.
Experience higher love, an archangelic journey into ascended joy and authentic living.
Your hosts, Sri Ram Ka and Kira Ra, will assist you to open your heart, expand your love, and be ever present with true joy.
Your journey with Sri and Kira begins right here on the Seventh Wave Network with Higher Love, Wednesdays at 5 p.m. Pacific, 8 p.m. Eastern.
This ain't your mama's brain and health show. Tune in and get ready for entertainment and information about your mind and body that will really change your life. Primal Body, Primal Mind Radio is a sane departure from conventional thinking about diet, health, and the brain. Host Nora Gedgaudas will also combine humor and science to illuminate the mind and open your eyes to the principles of neurofeedback and diet, which can help you and your family live a better life. Primal Body, Primal Mind Radio airs live Wednesdays at 10 a.m. Pacific, 1 p.m. Eastern on the Voice America Health and Wellness Channel.
Your life, your health, your network. You're listening to Voice America Health and Wellness.
You're listening to Kiss Your Life Hello with your hosts, Dr. Vijaya Nair and Dr. Howard Piper. To participate in this program, please call in toll-free at 1-866-472-5792. Again, that's 1-866-472-5792. Or send an email to info@kissyourlifehello.com. Now back to Kiss Your Life Hello.
Welcome back to our show, Kiss Your Life Hello. With Dr. H, that's me, and Dr. VJ, and that's her, and our awesome guest, Cherie V, who is a pet psychic and communicator. When you ladies were talking before, I was reminiscing of one of the many, many life experiences that I've had, and one of them was when I lived in Florida a number of years ago. I had a beautiful Brittany Spaniel called Stasha Roo, or we called her Roo, and it was time for her to pass on, and she knew it, and she was okay, but I wasn't. And I watched her say, you know, it's cool, it's like, it's okay, just let me sit over here, I mean, lay over here, and I'll be in a corner. And me, I'm worried about her, do I take her to vet, whatever. And she was just giving me this look like, I mean, she was, I don't know, 16, 17, 18 years old, so we had her for a lot of years. And she went quietly, she just closed her eyes and went quietly. And I said, wow, I mean, us humans, we ought to be able to do this, just have that total acceptance. And I've had some very, very dear friends of mine that have passed on that have just accepted through cancer, through just old age, through, you know, whatever situations, and be okay with that. And it's amazing. It's absolutely amazing. There was something, though, again, when we were talking, as long as I have the mic and the podium for a second. Cherie, when I went through a divorce with my first wife, it was a very, very bitter battle. And with three children, I've always focused on what happened with the three kids, which are now all in their 40s. But we had a dog named Spanky. And when Dr. Vijay and you were talking before about the traumas that go on within the family dynamics, or even with just with the dynamics of just the pet owner, that the dog picks up this information, I never thought of the consequences of what happened with the dog. Now, I mean, she eventually passed away many years ago. I mean, we're talking like 25, 26 years ago. But she must have had some consequences with all this.
Oh, yeah, they definitely, you know, pick up on the energy from their humans, and they will react and act out based on that energy. That's why it's so important to have calm energy whenever you're around your animal and in your home, because you'll see a much more balanced dog or cat or fish or bird or whatever your pet of choice is.
Wow. And so that experience with the Brittany Spaniel, though, was very, very powerful, and it really helped me accept, you know, the death.
Well, yeah, you know what I found in working with pets in transition for over 25 years is a lot of times, because they are such wise beings and wise souls, they will, when they start their transition process, which could be 2 years before they actually die or pass, they will manifest illnesses and then heal, and manifest an illness and then heal. And a lot of times these illnesses the vets can't treat. Mm-hmm. And what they're doing is they're preparing their human for their eventual transition. Where if it was up to the pet would go that day. But because they know their human isn't ready, they will manifest these illnesses for sometimes a year or two just to prepare the human for their eventual transition. And this is their unconditional love that they have for us. And this is how they tend to work. And it's a beautiful thing for them to do for us, to get us ready for their transition, because sometimes they know that if they just pass instantly, we won't be able to handle it very well.
Hmm. What
well,
a very wise thing to do.
We had at one time, actually he was on, John James was on our show twice, and he talked about grieving, and When Children Grieve was one book, and then the Grieving Therapy book was another one that he wrote a few years ago. How do we deal with this? Do we still go through the same type of grieving process and to get to the acceptance?
I think so, and I think one of the things that I mentioned a little earlier was that, you know, when we know that our pet is starting their transition process, a lot of times our first inclination, our first thought is to focus on the transition.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they're eventually going to die and pass, and what we're missing is all the moments that they still have with us that they're alive. And you miss those moments, and most of the time when somebody will contact me for a session with a pet that has passed, they have such guilt because they realize that they missed those moments that they could have focused on their life, and they chose to focus on their death.
Mm. But it's also because they have, humans have past traumas, and they have to, you know, the
right.
death
right.
will trigger another loss. And
it comes,
you know,
up, sure.
It just goes on. But I want to ask you something that's very common. You know, I have a Maltese, and we were sharing this a few moments before, you know. And Maltese, especially the small animals, I'm told, they're very hard to toilet train. And this little girl, Bianca, is 7 years old. And since, you know, very young age, it's been very difficult to toilet train her. She will go outside, she'll do the pooping and the peeing and everything, but she runs back in, and quickly she will pee and poop on the most expensive carpets. And she's rebellious, like a teenager, you know. And she'll run to her cage when she had a cage, and she'll sit there and say, well, you know, that was the usual mode of, you know, punishment, the mode of punishment we would have, put in a cage, you know, time out. But she would just run in there and win and says, well, you can't touch me.
Yeah, I mean,
how
a lot of
train
friends,
something,
you know,
that's
acting out. That's a
yes.
behavior that is acting out based on something that they truly feel, whether it's something that upset them, something they're disappointed with, something where they don't feel that they were included in a decision that had to do with the family dynamics. And so that's how they act out.
How can we, you know, talk to her to say, you know, Bianca, you have to only poop and pee outside, not on the expensive carpets? How do you talk to the pets?
Well, because it's mentally, and what we need to realize as they're humans is that our animals are picking up on our thoughts, which is how I communicate with them telepathically. Mm-hmm. So if they're doing it with me, they're certainly doing it with you. And a lot of times we tend to, if we have an animal that's pooping in the house, we tend to have that thought in our mind as we start our days or as we go through our days. You know, oh God, I'm going to come home, there's going to be poop in the house. And that's the message in how you're communicating with that pet. So what they're getting is, oh, okay, I need to go poop in the house.
Oh, my God.
They will fulfill that. So we as humans need to retrain how we think and visualize and send them the message of them going outside, coming in the home, being very relaxed, not doing anything in the home, having the urge to go and continuing to go outside and go. And if we can communicate that to them, they will act out on that communication and not the thought of what they traditionally do, which is go in the house. So we really have to work on it within ourselves, and they will react based on our thoughts.
Well, and I believe sometimes that our pets can read our thoughts. I know when I get ready to leave the house, if I put my shoes on, whatever shoes I put on, my dog Tashi, she looks at me with those beautiful brown eyes. And goes, oh, we're going. See, I have to spell it because she's right by. W-A-L-K. Otherwise, she's sitting right up here by me.
And
her ears will go up. And if I tell her, I says, you know, I'll be right back. You know, go play with the kitty and go chase the cat. Yeah. And then she'll leave. Otherwise, if I don't say anything, she just automatically says, okay, here comes the leash. In fact, she'll go right by the door to get to the leash. And then I have to put the shoes on. So talking to them, you know, and communicating with them, she understands. And people say, oh, they don't understand that. Yes, they do. Now, if she learns how to spell, I'm in trouble. So,
and the actuality is we don't even need to say the words because they're picking it up at the spot.
Right.
Before we say the words. We feel better as humans saying the words, but the reality is we don't need to. They can read our thoughts and act out on that accordingly.
Well, I believe that because we have a Weimaraner in Spartacus. And all you have to do is have the intention. We're going out for a walk. He, you know, you can see his whole demeanor, his behavior, mode, everything changes. Yeah. He knows it. He knows the difference when you put on a shoe for a walk and put on a shoe to go to the car. They just know it.
It's just
amazing.
So it really forces us to pay attention on what we are thinking about our pet because they are picking up on that, good or bad.
You know, it's the behavior sometimes with the pets. What I can understand is, you know, people who abuse their pets or neglect their pets. You know, when we see behavior like that, you know, how can we address that? And how can we, you know, there are thousands of pets. I don't know, being abused every day. And I know you're been working with the Humane Society.
Yes.
How do you address?
You know, I think a lot of it is how you choose to look at the situation, and I'll give you a very, very brief story. When I was in rescue and pulling animals from kill shelters, I was doing a pull there with four other volunteers, and a woman came with a 16-year-old dog to go into the kill shelter, and we stopped her, and we said, do you realize your dog will be euthanized? And she said, I do. And we said, can I ask why you're turning the animal in? She said, well, because the animal no longer matches my carpeting.
Oh,
and
wow.
So the volunteers with me wanted to kill this woman. And I said, wait a minute. So I stopped and I said, I thank you very much for turning your animal in because I can imagine what this animal's life has been like for 16 years being treated no better than carpeting. Now this animal has a chance at a forever home, a loving home, transitioning, which they don't view as a bad thing, or going into a safe rescue. So it's all good. So I thank you so much for doing this for this animal. And I allowed her to go on her way. And it's how you look at the situation and realize that if we look at it from a negative place, that hinders that animal's healing process. It stops the healing. If we look at it a positive way and give them hope that this is only going to get better for you, it helps them with their healing. And I honestly believe that if people knew better, people would do better. I honestly believe that.
I agree with you. We need to be educated. That's why Dr. Vijay and Joe, Kiss Your Life, hello, to educate the people, to give people choices and to take responsibility.
Right.
So I'm going to put a little plug in for our own show because this is the whole point of our show, right, Dr. Vijay?
Absolutely. We want to think outside the box and look at it from different perspectives to see how we can better handle the situations, especially situations in our life that keep occurring again and again and again. Now, we're going to take a few minutes to go on a break, but when we come back on a break, stay tuned with us. We have more questions for Cherie.
Steps to a Healthier You. Voice America Health and Wellness.
Nose and sinus issues?
Wash the tissues. The new Netty NasoPure all-natural nasal wash system. Your nose is your body's personal filter, so clean all those irritants with NasoPure. A clean nose will improve your breathing, reduce ear, sinus, throat, and nasal problems. NasoPure will reduce your need for medication simply by washing your nose clean daily. If you're looking for the perfect Netty, NasoPure is safe, comfortable, and convenient. The natural way to keep you and your family healthy. Try Dr. Hanna's NasoPure. Just follow your nose to NasoPure.com or call 877-853-PURE. Jiva Supplements proves that natural products can best be used in combination with mind-body therapies such as meditation, Reiki, reconnection energy, emotional freedom techniques, and other life-enhancing practices to provide you with all the vitality and joy you need to lead healthy, fulfilling, and joyous lives. You can read all about Dr. Vijaya Nair's work by visiting jivasupplements.org. That's J-I-V-A supplements.org. Or call 800-517-7606 for a free brochure and information. Dr. Nayer's and Dr. Piper's books are available through Amazon.com, major bookstores, and health food stores.
Are you ready to go green?
You've asked, and we've heard you. Voice America presents the Green Talk Network. Environmental topics are at the forefront of our society, and the Green Talk Network is here to keep you up to date on the latest trends and new innovations for the eco-conscious lifestyle. We'll help promote a variety of ideas on the environment, from global warming issues to how you can become more eco-friendly in your daily activities. Be a part of the solution, not the problem. Visit the Green Talk Network page on voiceamerica.com and tune in to help spread the green.
What is whole person healing via body, via mind, and via spirit? It's a dedication to the widest selection of healing practices worldwide whenever possible. Hosted by Professor Rustam Roy, a noted materials scientist and the founder of Friends of Health, along with co-host Alison Rose Levy, a leading integrative health journalist and media initiative director for Friends of Health, who will be here each weekend with the most in-depth information about whole person healing from the world's leading practitioners, spokespersons, and major supporters for this viewpoint. Tune in every Saturday at noon Eastern, 9 a.m. Pacific, on the Voice America Health and Wellness channel.
Your life, your health, your network. You're listening to Voice America Health and Wellness.
Listening to Kiss Your Life Hello with your hosts, Dr. Vijaya Nair and Dr. Howard Piper. To participate in this program, please call in toll-free at 1-866-472-5792. Again, that's 1-866-472-5792. Or send an email to info@kissyourlifehello.com. Now back to Kiss Your Life Hello.
Welcome back, everyone. This is Dr. Vijay. I just want to remind listeners that we had an amazing conversation with Patrick McDonald. If you remember him, he wrote the book called Guardians of Being, and the words were by Eckhart Tolle. And you know that Eckhart Tolle is the author of Power of Now and the New Earth, and you know, and Patrick McDonald did an amazing cartoon. Yeah. He's the creator of Mutts, as a national syndicated show, a comic strip, and was an amazing, and it ties in so much with what our guest for today, Sherry Ree, is talking about viewing, you know, our pets as living, breathing, you know, souls. And it's very, very unique perspective that, you know, both these incredible animal lovers and how they view the whole consciousness that our animals, you know, share with us here. So, Sherry, tell us a little bit more. How can we get in touch with you, or, you know, how best to communicate with you?
Certainly. There's a couple ways. I have a website, which is www.sherryvee.com, which is C-H-E-R-I-E, the letter V like Victor, .com. And I also have a phone, which would be 818-577-5247. And either way, to communicate with me, either one of those options is just fine.
Now, it's really great that you talked to us also that one of the most common problems, and I know for, you know, that is to be true with my pets here, and I'm sure with Dr. H as well, that one of the most common, you know, physical problems that pets have is digestive.
Yes.
Can you tell us a little bit more about that?
Well, I mean, what's happening now is a lot of the dog food and cat food and pet food that's on the market now is loaded with grains, and those are not natural to our pets, and it's causing a lot of digestion problems, a lot of allergy problems. And the first thing that I recommend is a wonderful herb called slippery elm, and it's all natural. It can't hurt the animals, and basically you mix the powder with water, and you give it to them a half hour before their food or on their food, and it coats from the esophagus all the way down and heals anything that's out of whack in the digestive tract naturally.
Mm.
And will get their digestive tract back to a place of really good health. And this is, of course, after you've been to a vet and realize that there aren't any real big problem. It's just a sensitive stomach or an irritable colon or something like that.
Even with digestive enzymes, you know, in a lot of my books, I recommend plant digestive enzymes, not animal digestive. The plant digestive enzymes, and you can also do the same thing for the pets, too, because we take a product called Absorbate that you can get at the local health food store, and we just take a capsule, sprinkle on the cat and the dog's food. That's excellent.
Mm-hmm.
So
yeah,
since somebody has not called in yet, can I get a nickel's worth of information?
Please, go ahead.
Okay, thanks. So I have a dog, Tashi, that she's looking at me, and I have a cat named Willow. I've always had dogs. I've never had a cat. And Meg brought this kitten home when we lived in New Mexico, I guess about 5 or 6 years ago. And all of a sudden, she's gone into my heart. And I've never been a cat person. I've always been sort of a little timid and intimidated by cats, especially with their claws. But with this cat over there, and she just has me wrapped around. It's like whatever she wants. You know, she gives me that eyes and that purr. So Is there a connection? You know, Meg says that I'm really a cat person inside, in a closet cat person, you know, where I've always been a dog.
Well, you know what I have to tell you is that actually that cat is, I don't want to say, well, let's just put it this way. She's another one of your pets coming back to you in the form of this cat. And there is a soul connection with this cat, and it isn't about it being a cat. It's about the connection to the soul, and this is a soul that you're familiar with already.
Okay. And I know which dog that is. Wow.
Yeah. Yeah.
I got goosebumps.
Yeah, that's exactly what's going on. And the interesting thing is I found through my work with animals that have transitioned is they don't come back as humans. If they choose to come back, they come back as pets.
You mean it's a choice that they have?
It is, and when I ask the animals on the other side why they choose not to come back as humans, they say that in their soul's growth, that is going backwards for them.
Oh, my God.
Which is quite fascinating.
I believe that.
Yeah, I mean, and if we would just, as humans, drop our egos, we could learn so much from our animals. We could learn about being in the moment. We could learn about forgiveness. We could learn about unconditional love. Can you imagine if we greeted each other, how our animals greet us when we've been gone 2 minutes?
Right.
What a wonderful place this would be.
Well, they definitely are in a very enlightened state than a lot of humans that we know. And it's just amazing how, you know, like little children, when before they lose it, you know, they can be so present and in the now.
Right.
You know, it's a very powerful, powerful lesson if we just look at our pets in a different way. And how many of us don't remember, you know, I know I did, you know, during the teenage years of growing up with all the confusion, the awkwardness, you know, the anxiety and the angst, to have an animal that you could come home to and talk and, you know, pour your heart to it. And with unconditional love and hearing, I mean, they just listen to you.
And the other thing to remember is that our animals choose us. We don't choose them.
Right, right.
And they
right.
choose us to go through this sacred journey with them, and that includes the transition process as well. And so because they've chosen us to go through that with them, it's a very special time for both.
And how does the animal do that? I mean, you mean the whole process of how the animal comes into your life is a choice
Absolutely.
That they decide?
Absolutely. They choose you. We think we choose them, but in actuality, what I've discovered after doing this so many years is that they actually choose us. And there is a lesson to be learned from the animal going through this journey with us. And it's for our soul's growth as well as theirs. And it's a really beautiful journey that we go on with our pets. And it's, you know, it's divine guidance. It comes from a higher purpose. But it certainly is such a blessing to be able to have them as a part of our lives.
I guess the next question I can ask is, how can each one of us become a pet communicator? Do you have to have, like, special psychic abilities?
No,
or?
No. You know, the actuality is that I don't think that I have any special skill. The difference is I've been doing this so long, and I do it every day, that it comes very naturally to me. But the first thing that we can do as humans is drop our limiting beliefs that we're able to communicate with pets. Once we get past that big hurdle, then the pathways are very clear and open. And all you have to do is try to take 5-10 minutes each day and either mentally or out loud, ask your pet questions. You know, what would you like me to know? And have a paper and pen ready and just write the first thing that comes to you without trying to filter it through the subconscious and rationalize it. That's where we all go wrong with it. And if
you know, it's
you
interesting when you're saying this, it's interesting because we can also learn to use this as an example with us humans,
absolutely.
The relationships that we have. Spend a few minutes talking, okay, how was your day? How are you doing? So we can practice with our pets, and then we are in a relationship with another human being, we can use the same type of experience.
It's just following that intuition and that gut feeling, and that's the same way you communicate with your animals. It's just it's that sense of knowing. And if we could learn to follow that more so than not, things will go a lot easier for us.
Now, let me ask you another question. I'm a vegetarian, and
yes.
I have the feeling that, you know, animals, not just my pets, but, you know, chickens and you know, animals like lambs and, you know, goats and fish. They all have some meaning and even a soul. Am I thinking, you know, in a weird kind of way? Or?
No. I mean, I you know, I absolutely agree with that. And a lot of times why animals are here, whether it be cows or chickens, is really to raise the consciousness level about how we treat our animals and the compassion that we can choose to have for them or not. And some of them, I believe, know that they're here to provide food for us, but it really is to raise awareness on how we treat them with that whole experience of that. And it's, you know, free-range chickens as opposed to keeping them in cages, cows at the slaughterhouses, and the compassion, humane treatment of our animals. Mm. And so they're really here to really raise awareness about how we view them. And it can start, you know, with our pets and then just go on from there. And I think if we can learn to do that and treat them with kindness and dignity, I think that as a society as a whole, we'll just get better and better.
One more time, go ahead and give
that.
your website and your phone number, too. My
website is www.cherieve.com, which is C-H-E-R-I-E, V like Victor.com. And my phone number is 818-577-5247.
Well, thank you so much, Sherry. This has been a really enlightening, you know, half hour talking with you about different aspects of how we can look at animals and you know, better understand their feelings and emotions, and also what they mean to us, and trying to, you know, get a sense of gratitude and appreciation who they are in our lives. So thank you so much for agreeing to be on our show, and we look forward to having you back again soon.
Yes.
Thank you very much. Thank you. It's been an absolute honor. Thank you.
Thank you. Take care.
Thank you.
So, Dr. H, that was a very, very powerful session.
It is, and I love the fact of when she talked about just towards the end of as we talk to our pets and spend some time just, you know, a one-to-one type of situation, eye-to-eye, that we can also take this whole series into our relationships with humans, if possible. It's to sit down, because you and I have had guests come on and talk about relationships, talk about intimacy. So, you know, we can practice this. If it's easier to practice with our pets, then we can go into and start doing and having the same type of situation with our relationships with our humans.
Oh, I couldn't agree with you more. So when we come back, we're going to take a short break, and when we come back, we'll wrap up this session, and we look forward to having you guys back again soon.
opinions, options, answers. Voice America Health and Wellness.
Jiva Supplements proves that natural products can best be used in combination with mind-body therapies such as meditation, Reiki, reconnection energy, emotional freedom techniques, and other life-enhancing practices to provide you with all the vitality and joy you need to lead healthy, fulfilling, and joyous lives. You can read all about Dr. Vijaya Nair's work by visiting jivasupplements.org. That's J-I-V-A supplements.org. Or call 800-517-7606 for a free brochure and information. Dr. Nair's and Dr. Piper's books are available through Amazon.com, major bookstores, and health food stores. Nose and sinus issues? Wash the tissues. The new Neti NasoPure all-natural nasal wash system. Your nose is your body's personal filter, so clean all those irritants with NasoPure. A clean nose will improve your breathing, reduce ear, sinus, throat, and nasal problems. NasoPure will reduce your need for medication simply by washing your nose clean daily. If you're looking for the perfect Neti, NasoPure is safe, comfortable, and convenient. The natural way to keep you and your family healthy. Try Dr. Hanna's NasoPure. Just follow your nose to NasoPure. Or call 877-853-PURE.
The incidence of autism has increased at an alarming rate. Approximately 1 in 150 children are affected by autism, giving autism the undesired ranking as the most prevalent childhood developmental disorder in the U.S. 67 children will be diagnosed today. That is nearly one child every 20 minutes. Autism One, a conversation of hope, brought to you by Enzymedica, hosted by Terry Aranga, illuminates how right now there is more reason than ever for individuals with autism spectrum disorders and their families to have the best hope for the brightest future. Autism is treatable, and given appropriate therapies, children are recovering. With well-known researchers and doctors, members of Congress, and expert service providers from a wide range of disciplines, Terry offers interviews and insights highlighting the progress in areas related to autism spectrum disorders such as biomedical research and treatment, communication, education, and behavioral modalities, sociological and philosophical issues, and legislative advocacy and insurance concerns. Autism One, a conversation of hope, broadcast each Tuesday at 9 a.m. Pacific. On the Voice America Health and Wellness channel. Autism One, a conversation of hope. Through education and conversation, there is hope.
Opinions, options, answers. You're listening to Voice America Health and Wellness.
You're listening to Kiss Your Life Hello with your hosts, Dr. Vijaya Nair and Dr. Howard Piper. To participate in this program, please call in toll-free at 1-866-472-5792. Again, that's 1-866-472-5792. Or send an email to info@kissyourlifehello.com. Now back to Kiss Your Life Hello.
Welcome back, everyone. This is Dr. V, Vijay, and we had an excellent, excellent guest with us, Sherry V. And Sherry was an amazing, amazing pet communicator and psychic. She has opened up our field, and, you know, with the interview. For those of you who missed this morning's interview, the Kiss Your Life Hello show will air the interview again at 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time tonight at the kissyourlifehello.com website, or it will be, you know, it's just 7 p.m. This evening, Pacific Standard Time, at the same website. But we've had an enormous interest from listeners and, you know, who have been emailing us about questions on the show. And please email us with your questions, and we'll try to address many of them, the issues that you've raised on in our show in different ways. As much as we can, we'll get to many of the questions. The email that you need to send your questions to is info@kissyourlifehello.com. So, Dr. H, you were going to share a couple of things, interesting quotes from Bernie Siegel's book, which ties in very nicely with what Sherry V's message was this today.
Well, at the beginning of the show, Dr. Bernie Siegel, who's been on the show a couple of times, his latest book is called 101 Exercises for the Soul. And I read a section called Furry Friends. This is another section through the Furry Friends. It's called Animal Stories. There are many wonderful books describing what animals can teach us and how they help to humanize us. A great one to start with is Animals as Teachers and Healers. That's the name of the book, which was written by my friend Susan Chernick McElroy. As you read the animal stories in her book, many lessons will surface that you can incorporate into your life. Here's the story. Susan McElroy's animal story is as amazing as any. Susan was diagnosed with cancer and told she had a year to live. She lived alone, and one day she let a stray cat into her house for company. She named the cat Flora and took her to a vet to be sure she was healthy. The vet examined Flora and told Susan that Flora had feline leukemia and a year to live. Susan came home totally depressed, but she noticed her cat wasn't. So she thought, maybe Flora knows something I don't. Susan started acting like Flora, taking naps, asking for what she needed, and living her dreams. And as a result, you ready for this? They are both still alive after 14 years later.
What a story. What an amazing book.
The book is called, I'll read it again, Animals as Teachers and Healers. And I am such a huge believer of that for so many years. You know, I never had a dog when I was a child, but when my kids were little, my three kids were little, when we lived in Ohio, we brought home a little puppy named Spanky. She was the runt of the litter. And this is who the cat is. I mean, when Cherie said that a Willow is not really a cat, or the soul is from another animal, and it's from the Spanky. And we had Spanky for so many years, and there was just this total connection, total connection. So I appreciate it. Wow, what a great show. We're going to have her back on again to talk about with the human connection, because I have a lot of questions to ask if no one's going to call in. Believe me, I could take up the whole hour just asking questions.
Oh, absolutely. We're both such lovers of pets, and, you know, we do have people who are willing to, you know, email us, and, you know, they give us their queries and questions. And many of you listen to our archives, and we're very, very thrilled to have you. And sometimes, you know, some of the topics that we discuss is not in the mainstream. And people, you know, realize that, you know, it's something that needs time to percolate or think about, you know, before, you know, you can ask the relevant questions. So, you know, it's whatever way works for people. But pets are something that, you know, touch all of our hearts. Mm-hmm. And to live with them, and to they enlarge our lives. They really do enlarge, enrich our lives, bring so much of meaning to what we are, you know, what our journey here on the planet. So, and I love the fact that Sherry talked about raising consciousness and how to treat our animals with more compassion, and start from our pets, and then, you know, go on to other animals, you know, to treat them with compassion. You know, that's a very, very beautiful message.
So speaking of messages, next week we have something that's very powerful. It hasn't been around for many years. I think it's fairly new, but go ahead and introduce it. I'm very excited about listening to this and being part of this for next week.
Well, next week we're going to have a thrilling, thrilling guest, and I call her a very, very special guest, Pamela Brunner. Pam is one of my EFT, that's Emotional Freedom Technique, teachers and mentors. And for those of you who are very new to EFT, it's an amazing Emotional Freedom Technique combines ancient Chinese medicine with modern psychology to create this remarkably new approach to stress. And using EFT, you'll repeat selected phrases out loud as you tap lightly with your fingers on traditional acupressure points on your face and upper body, points that can erase anxiety and increase effectiveness. EFT is very gentle, it's easy to learn, usually have very, very long-lasting in its effects. It has proven remarkably effective in reducing or eliminating phobias and fears, pain, performance blocks such as fear of public speaking, children's issues, post-traumatic stress, and a large number of other common problems. So you require no medication or machines, which is always a good thing, and can be used by virtually anyone, anywhere, anytime. I've been using Dr. H. EFT for several years. It's an amazing technique to learn, and I've helped many people, as you know, other EFT practitioners have done, people who are in the throes of a traumatic issue or chaos in their life, or panic state or anxiety or worry. It's amazing how fast the issues can be resolved. So I'm thrilled to have Pamela Brunner come with us and, you know, be on the lookout for to read more about her book, EFT and Beyond. So we'll talk a little bit more about this amazing technique, emotional freedom technique, when we come on next week with Pamela Brunner.
And let me tell you, boys and girls, it definitely works. I worked with Susan PTSD a number of years ago doing the EFT, and within 6 weeks, I had actually, if I had gone to a therapist, it would have taken me over a year to work through this, and within 6 weeks, I had worked through the PTSD. So with that, my dear, I think we need to say goodbye because it's almost time for the music to stop.
Time does fly, doesn't it? When you're having fun. Take care, everyone. We'll see you again, and we'll talk to you again next week when we come back.
And if no one's told you that they love you today, let me be the first. Love you all. Bye-bye now.
Bye-bye now.
Thank you again for joining Dr. Vijaya Nair and Dr. Howard Piper for Kiss Your Life Hello. We'll return next Wednesday morning at 7 a.m. Pacific Time, 10 a.m. Eastern Time on the Voice America Health and Wellness Channel. Have a great week.
Thanks again for listening to the preceding program brought to you on the Voice America Health and Wellness Channel. For more information about our network and to check out additional show hosts and topics of interest, please visit voiceamericahealth.com. The Voice America Talk Radio Network is the worldwide leader in live internet talk radio. Visit voiceamerica.com. The views and ideas expressed on the preceding program are strictly those of the host or guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and ideas held by the Voice America Talk Radio Network, its staff, and management.